This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Thursday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. Another day of hanging out, waiting around, seeing if there's going to be new Houston Texans brought in. Just sitting over there, on Kirby. With my sign saying welcome with a blank underneath it, and I just fill in the name afterwards. And
you
then
sound like an underachieving 19-year-old. Hey, Sean, what you got planned for the
sitting
day?
Sitting around.
I was going to just sit around and wait, see what happens.
Hang out. Wait for
That's my philosophy.
Wait for some sports to happen, you know?
That's true.
It is.
That's
free agency is, man.
There's a lot of, it's positive tension. Mm-hmm. And I think when you've got a loose cannon like Nick Caserio at the wheel, then you know that anything's possible at any moment.
Yeah.
It's a lot like, you know, the nice thing about the NFL, I was about to compare Caserio to Daryl Morey, because Daryl Morey was a very, very active GM when it came to transactions. Yeah. But there's still few and far between in basketball because of the numbers.
Yeah.
In football, there's typically, at any given time with the Texans, I'll be honest with you, dear listeners, there's some guy on the roster that I didn't even know existed because I missed the update to where Nick Caserio picked up a guy who is a previous rookie free agent for the Ravens in 2007, but he's trying to make a comeback or something.
Yeah.
That is just, there's a lot more activity, but this time of year especially where there are still good offensive linemen, more so maybe at the interior offensive line than offensive tackles, mm-hmm. but the Texans are going to be adding offensive linemen between now and 2 weeks after the draft. I think there's going to be some notable exchanges.
Yeah, there's still people out there kind of freaking out over like what it looks like right now, and I'm like, they're going to pick up people. There will be people coming in the building. Don't worry.
They are going to pick up people. This is what I wonder about, because I have my knee jerk like, you guys don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
National media types when they talk about where the Texans are right now,
mm-hmm.
because typically what you hear a lot of is, I don't know what the Texans are doing. They got rid of three of their starting offensive linemen. I mean, what are they going to do? Okay, they're going to do something.
Yep.
They're going to do something. However, I do have to concede that though the national pundits don't really matter, a guy like Cooper Kupp, some of these veteran free agents that might really be looking for what's the best situation for me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to win. I want to maybe leap board into success. If I'm Cooper Kupp, if I try to take my own Seth Payne filter out of it as much as possible. Mm-hmm. If I'm Cooper Kupp, I'm looking at the Texans, and I'm thinking, yeah, I like C.J. Stroud, but C.J. Stroud had a down year last year, largely because the pass protection and the run offense were so bad. And I'm looking at your offensive line right now, and I might not be that comfortable going to Houston compared to some of the other places that are more intact and ready-made.
Yeah.
So for where the Texans are right now, I don't think offensively they're as enticing a landing spot for some of these guys like Cooper Kupp. Defensively, we know. Like, yeah. C.J. Gardner-Johnson couldn't have been more pleased that he got traded to the
Texans. Hand in glove, man. Yeah.
I mean, that's a whole different scenario.
Yeah.
But, yeah, for Cooper Kupp, he's in his waning years. He's still got good football in him. He's just having a hard time staying healthy. He probably looks at DeAndre Hopkins going to the Ravens and thinks, oh, yeah, that would have been
template.
Nice. That would have been really nice. It's the Texans, it's more of a flyer.
There's a lot of talk out there. And by the way, Cooper Kupp is available now. For those who don't know, you didn't see that yesterday. He's been officially released by the Los Angeles Rams. Before we dive back into Cooper Kupp, for the Texans, potentially, here's Ian Rappaport, the NFL Network, yesterday, who actually mentions the Texans in this blurb.
This is kind of a weird situation because we've known for weeks that Cooper Kupp is available. No one's traded for him, which sort of creates the perception publicly that, like, his market is kind of meh. Like, I don't think it is. I think it's pretty strong. You know, I don't think it's going to be $20 million a year. Otherwise, somebody would have traded for him. But, you know, if it's 11, 12, like Josh Palmer and free agency got, I believe it was 12. Like, I could see Cooper Kupp in that range. You guys mentioned the Jaguars. Makes a ton of sense. Texans make a lot of sense, even though they traded for Christian Kirk. The Saints. What about the Seahawks, who have some familiarity there, just scheme-wise, system-wise, and personnel-wise from the Rams?
Yeah, it feels like football as a whole, and maybe it's just because the Texans have been in on some of these guys, and we're feeling it a little more acutely here in Houston. But this market, this kind of in-between market of guys who are still good players, reasons why they're flawed, either age or injury or whatever, that we know are going to get cut because they're expensive, but some teams are willing to send something to a team. The Texans did it twice already this offseason with Christian Kirk and with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And I agree with what Ian Rappaport said right there. No, teams didn't hold back from trading for Cooper Kupp because there's nothing there. They held back from trading for him because if you trade for him, you inherit the contract that's in place.
Yeah.
And he was due $20 million, and teams didn't want to do it for $20 million. But for $10 million, hey, maybe so. So I'm seeing two things, Seth. I'm seeing what you talked about, which is Texans got a lot of stuff to fix, and maybe wide receivers just not one of them right now. And the other is that Cooper Kupp, scheme-wise, might not be a fit right now because he's viewed as a slot receiver by a lot of people, and the Texans got Christian Kirk, who plays almost exclusively, at least he has, in the slot. The teams that I'm seeing interested in Cooper Kupp, the teams that are getting tossed around, are the Packers, the Patriots, who are in on everybody this offseason, the Steelers and the Broncos. One of the experts I'm reading here says Bills and Chargers already have that slot role filled on their team with Shakir and with Ladd McConkey on the Chargers. So I don't know. Do you expect there to be smoke with the Texans and Cooper Kupp this week?
I think that there will definitely be smoke. I mean, people are going to throw the Texans out there as a viable option for them. I think that I don't really expect it, no. I think that clearly right now, if you're going to spend money in free agency, it's going to be on the margins and on the offensive line. Mm-hmm. And I think that some of these guys that we've seen, you know, Kevin Ziegler yesterday signed a one-year $8 million contract.
$9 million contract
with the Titans. I think that that's where they're looking at right now is the offensive line market for guys that aren't marquee guys but might be solid players. There's still guys out there. I mean, Mekhi Becton's an interesting one because he's obviously had a speckled career, but last year was good. He's got all those first-round traits that got him drafted in the first round, but I wonder if his expectations are maybe higher than what other teams think of him.
Yeah.
But, like, Tevin Jenkins is out there. There's Brandon Scherff from the Jaguars. He's a veteran guy, not as great as he used to be, but still very viable. There are guys out there that are very viable and probably somewhat affordable.
Yeah,
affordable.
Keep in mind, all the names you just named are going to be light years better than what the Texans trotted out there last year. And that shouldn't be the bar, but this is going to be, I put it this way, they're not going to head into 2025 with an offensive line where they go, chef's kiss, we're done. This is the new group right here. It's going to be a process to get to where they want to get to with the offensive line. It's probably going to take a couple years.
Yeah.
In 2025, I think a reasonable thing to expect would be significant improvement over last year, but probably not one of the offensive lines that the pundits are pointing to saying that is the reason why the Texans have have improved. You know, that's the nerve center of the Houston Texans right there.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The big X factor in all of that is A, who do you sign in free agency and how well do they perform? So they already brought in Laken Tomlinson. He's one of those veteran guys that was not as good as he used to be. Yeah. You know, and he's still very, very durable. And he's an option in there right now in the interior.
Yep.
You sign one or two guys that are veteran free agents. The huge, huge X factors are really how does Blake Fisher develop in his second year? Because he did some promising things, but we saw in the Chiefs game especially, man, he's still a rookie. There's still a long way to go. But he showed some promising flashes. So if Blake Fisher develops and you just have steadiness on the interior offensive line, you can have a very viable offensive line without having to even hit on your first-round pick. Yep. Now, what really puts you over the edge is if you do nail a first-rounder and the kid ends up being one of the better-performing rookie offensive tackles or a genuine stud. That's where you've got a chance to do something. So I think likely, yes, it's at least 2 years before you feel awesome about the offensive line.
Yeah.
But we've seen it flip time and time again on various teams where just with good fundamentally sound football and good quarterback play, your offensive line can make a big leap forward. Especially, you know, a lot of times your quarterback and your running back make your offensive line look a lot better than they actually are. The Ravens are a good instance of that. The Ravens have some questionable dudes on the offensive line, but it didn't seem to be an issue for them by and large last year.
I think my reasonable expectation for something good enough to get to the AFC title game, which is that's D'Amico's stated kind of that's the thing he's harped on this offseason, is taking this team to new heights. We got to get to the AFC title game, and I think him saying that is not eschewing the Super Bowl. Obviously, I think there's a feeling, hey, if we get to the AFC title game, it's a one and done tournament. You win two more games, you're the champion of the world. That kind of thing. So that's his stated goal. I think if they have an offensive line that, however you measure it, running, passing, is middle of the pack and plays in a way that doesn't create this cultural schism within the offensive side of the ball and the team itself, where you're pointing at them going, yeah, they're middle of the pack, but geez, they're still making stupid penalties. They're still doing dumb things. They still stand around after blocking for 3 seconds. Like,
they don't go over and help C.J. Stroud out when he's in a melee on the sideline.
Middle of the pack and displaying swarmy qualities. That's my
Scrappy
expectation.
Bastards.
Yes, that's my That's my expectation for 2025.
The funniest thing about all this Laremy Tunsil stuff is for the people that they're just whipped by the Pro Football Focus passing grade. Pass protection grade. And that alone.
Nothing else.
I'll point out that Kendall Lamb was the 10th highest PFF pass protection grade last year.
That's a chess move by you right there.
I don't know why people aren't clamoring for Kendall Lamb, given that they're so enamored of the PFF pass protection grade. Yeah. And yet, here we are. Yeah.
Here we are. All right, Rockets win last night. They beat the Suns 111-104. We'll get to that in headlines a little later on this hour. There was a scrape. We haven't had one in a while in a Rockets game. They were damn near the bad boy Pistons at one time last year. We had a scrape last night. Steven Adams, we love you. So we'll get to all that a little later on this hour. I do want to stick with the Tunsil question or the Tunsil situation because, yes, Seth went on Washington radio yesterday. We don't have the audio of that, but we do have audio from the Zach Gelb show from 2 days ago, Seth, that got some people riled up.
Yeah.
Of you breaking down the Tunsil trade.
People in Washington are not happy with my appraisal of Laremy Tunsil.
No, yeah. I think you and I have done a pretty good job of taking a blowtorch to Washington radio the last few
days. That's right. I'll tell you, we're draining the swamp. That's what we're doing.
We're bringing the truth is what we're doing. We're truth soldiers, man. And I've got a big question about, and maybe we answered some of this in the open, but when does the Toradol of the Tunsil trade wear off for all of us? And we look around and go, okay, this is our offensive line as of right now. We'll discuss that coming up next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.